Live and Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight.
Well, I wish I could say it was party time, but it's really not. It's time for you to get out and speak your voice. It's Monica J, the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Sounds a little different today than my regular processing because I am out with you. I am out and about today right here, dead center in front of the Nevada State Legislature, because they are currently holding a special session by the request of Governor Sisolak. Governor Sisolak has done so much damage to this state, and because of this special session, will continue to do more. We have a lot of people out here just for the basic fact that we, as citizens of the great state of Nevada, cannot be in the building behind me. It is a closed special session because of a farce of coronavirus. I am concerned, very concerned, for what he and his Democrat cronies who have control of the legislature right now, what they are going to bring upon us. Not only in the way of new taxes, because something's got to cover a more than $1 billion shortfall in our general fund. I'm concerned about the police reform, the law enforcement, the reform that he is actually going to talk about as well, and the fact, once again, doing something unconstitutional. But he doesn't seem to care about that fact. The unconstitutionality of not having every single thing listed that he is going to go over and they are going to look at on the agenda. He just listed, among other things. I'm sorry, but especially at a time that you are not letting the public be involved, no, you don't make calls like among other things. This is about the state of Nevada. We are battle born, but this is getting pretty ridiculous, the battles that we have to fight with our elected representatives. These people were elected to represent, not to govern and rule over us. And that is exactly what they are doing by allowing this governor, allowing him, whether you're Democrat or Republican, to take away your personal rights. When we talk about my body, my choice, how about the fact that he has a medical director, a doctor that is not licensed to practice here in Nevada, yet he's taking medical advice from him on a virus and on wearing masks that real doctors will tell you are harmful to you if you wear on a constant basis. This is not right. And I love the people that I see down here today. We're going to be doing the show live until 12 o'clock. We've got a number of guests who are going to be joining us for all sorts of different reasons. But I do want to take a moment to, well, bring you down just a little bit. Because, well, the Officers Association, not very happy with Sisolak on choosing this day to start a special session, when he could have postponed it until tomorrow. And I'm not going to give him the credit for ordering flags to half staff, because they were already there. Because today we are honoring a fallen officer, a fallen trooper. Today is the remembrance of Nevada Highway Patrol Sergeant Ben Jenkins. It's being held today in Elko, but I know that they can feel our love and thoughts all the way here from Reno, from Carson City, from all around Northern Nevada. He stopped doing what troopers do. He stopped to help somebody. He stopped to assist a motorist in White Pine County, and John DeBritz killed him. My heart breaks. What we are putting officers, what we are allowing the left to put officers, deputies, troopers, what we are allowing them to be put through at the hands of the left is downright sickening. When they don't feel appreciated, when they don't feel that we have their back, when we do. If you ask people in Nevada if they support law enforcement, they do 100%. There is no doubt about that. But when the left shifts people in from California, from Oregon, from Washington State, when you have to bus, van, and fly people in to make your numbers look bigger than they are, to make people believe that you are the voice of Nevada, that's just fraud. Those people should be arrested. If you have a problem with your area, you say something, but you don't go into somebody else's backyard and say you have a problem. It's called community. We take care of our own. That's why we have elected representatives. But our elected representatives have been corrupted by outside money, highly corrupted by outside money from the likes of George Soros and Open Societies, the foundations, all the foundations. Have you ever taken a moment just to go on to DuckDuckGo and look at how many charitable foundations there are out there and the money that they have in their bank accounts that they do not spend on the mission that they have said that they are wanting to do? So many of these organizations are literally just legal money laundering for George Soros. So if you'd like to come out here today in front of the state legislature, whether you want to just spend 10 minutes or you want to spend a couple hours, we'd love to have you. But you have to understand that what's going on behind me right now, the Senate, they're already on the floor. They're already in session. The House just got going a couple of minutes ago. They were late. Late as usual. Wrong as usual. How about that? They need to know that you're out here. And if you can't be out here, you need to get on to the legislative website. You need to participate in what's going on, because your rights are being stripped away in the whole explanation of your safety, under the guise of your safety. And if you are willing to give up your rights and your freedoms for a little bit of safety, I want you to think back to all of those men and women and children who laid their lives down, who laid their lives on the line to give us these freedoms. So please, come down, speak your voice, but if you can't get down here, get online, get on the phones, let their offices, every single one of them, not just your elected representative, because you know what? It doesn't matter where they're from in the state. You are a Nevada citizen. They are still supposed to represent you. And you have to let them know that what they are doing in some aspects is not only unconstitutional with their and other things that will be addressed. What does that even mean? And other things. We have to let them know that whether they're Democrat or Republican, they represent all of us and they represent the state of Nevada. And if they are not going to do that while enforcing and embracing not only the Nevada Constitution, but the United States Constitution, then they need to be out. And if they don't resign, we will make sure that in, I hate math, what is it, 120 days? In November, they will not be asked back. And that's a nice way of putting it. Because, well, I'm in public. Come on, I have to be nice. We have a lot of guests that are going to be joining us today. We've got Chuck Muth. He came all the way from Las Vegas. So Chuck Muth is going to be joining us. Melissa Clement is going to be joining us. You, just average listeners as well. We've got the talk and text line. I don't have my text system up. So if you want to call into the show today, talk and text line is 884-9910. But I'd rather see your smiling face. I've got lots of bumper stickers out here. And, of course, always, well, not always, I've been kind of lacking on the giveaways on the air. But if you come down and say, Monica, I came here specifically for this because you were talking about it. You made me want to represent my state, my family. Take a hold of what we have. Because if you are a small business owner and you think that just because you have been allowed to reopen and you think that you're going to come through all of this COVID-19 nonsense, which I can legitimately say is nonsense because that's one of the reasons he's using for maybe another shutdown, maybe removing more of your freedoms, because people around the country who want you shut down, who want mail-in voting, are screaming, the cases are skyrocketing, the cases, the cases, the cases. Yet the deaths are at an all-time low. Real doctors, real nurses, nurses from one of the largest local hospitals in Northern Nevada, one of the largest hospital groups, doing their own research by submitting COVID tests with nothing on them, and they're coming back positive. This is all a bunch of BS, people, to keep you silent and to steal an election. Are you going to stand for that? Are you going to allow that to happen? I'm here with you. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
The talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out, 884-9910, FM News Talk, 99.1.
Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. As you can hear people around me, this is a group to be reckoned with. We've got the teachers organization out here. We've got patriots out here. We've got people that are PO'd about wearing masks, which are unhealthy for you. The President of the United States has taken a lot of heat for getting us out of the WHO, the World Health Organization. The second biggest donor behind the United States of America to the World Health Organization is Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. This is not a group that is working for your benefit. They're working for money. And speaking of working for money, what are the numbers? I'm looking at a really good article on an investigation that is going on with Dieter. the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation right now with Judge Breslow. And roughly 130,000 Nevadans still no unemployment, no unemployment payments. You need to read this article on Colo 8 News Now to understand and hear the things that are coming from the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation because of the fact that they're trying to protect people. They're trying to make sure that everything is done, that there's no fraud. Well, let me tell you, while they're being sued by all of the people that have been wronged, let me just flat out say it, screwed over by not getting any money, as Sisolak takes the protections off for people to be evicted from homes, they've got payments coming due and they ain't got no money. And yet Dieter is just dragging their feet. You know what they're doing inside the legislative building? They're deciding, I'm not making this up. You can go to the minutes, you can go to the legislative site. They are deciding what kind of boxed lunches they want for Friday's session. What kind of boxed lunch? This is how they didn't even hit the ground running. You know, we still haven't even mentioned the fact that you're going to pay for this special session. The special session that we need because Sisolak is not a leader. He is a follower. Gavin Newsom returned California to mostly stage one. So what were people saying online? Well, you know, Sisolak's going to do it. Because whatever Gavin Newsom does, about 10 days later, that's what Sisolak does. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's what they're in there talking about at some point today, tomorrow, Friday, besides deciding on what they want for lunch. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with our caller. Hi, thanks for calling the show today.
Hi, Monica. Hey, first of all, you know, I don't hear very many people thank you, but I'm going to thank you for being a fantastic American patriot. That's the first thing I'd like to say to you.
The last time I called in to now,
I've kind of on and off listened because I drive and stop and do my thing. I have never heard in my life so many white male passive Americans in my life. Nobody has, I don't know what the word is. No, nobody has the exact, thank you. Okay. Nobody has those anymore. You know, listen to what I do. This is so much fun. First of all, when I go into a store now, I wear my Trump 2020 mask. I fly the Confederate flag on my back window of my black pickup truck, which is a 1990 GMC Jimmy, if you'd like to wave to me, anybody out there. I also fly the American flag on the other side of my truck. Do you know not one person, white, yellow, black, brown, has ever said one word to me? And do you know why? Because they know for a fact I'm not going to sit down or back up and take it. I'm going to give it to them right back so they don't bother. This is what we need to do. We need to start standing up in this country and taking back our land, taking back our statues, taking back our freedom, because right now we don't really have any freedom. Black Lives Matter do. We don't. It's gone too far. And a friend of mine put it a very, very, very good way. If you have to put a color in front of Lives Matter, you're a racist. And there is no other way around that. And I think you agree with me on that.
It's interesting, Mark, because if you dig even deeper than that, the black militia that is, they, you know, stormed Stone Mountain the other day. They denounce Black Lives Matter because it is just filled with a bunch of little white boys. These are the hardcore black militia members that are made up of U.S. military that want to create an all-black nation, or at least a black state. They want Texas. They want to have full control over Texas and have a black state. You know, the NFL wants to do a black national anthem before the American anthem. The last time I checked, there's not a white anthem, there's not a black anthem, there's not an Asian anthem. There is the national anthem that is supposed to unite us all. But these people, Mark, have divided us so much. And we have taught men for decades now that they can't be men, that they're misogynist, that they can't open doors, that they can't help a woman with a bag, that they can't. And that's what we have now, are generations of men who are so weak they can't even stand up for what they believe in. I thank God for the people like you, Mark. I thank God for people who still have a voice and who still use it. Thank you so much for calling the show today. This is about you. This is about your rights. Your right to not be lied to about health issues, about how money is spent, about law enforcement. And that's exactly what the leftists and the Democrats are doing in this state right now. They're trying to take us down and make us a total Marxist country, starting with California, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, New York. We'll be back right after this Fox News update as we broadcast live from the Nevada State Legislature in Carson City on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of northern Nevada.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of northern Nevada. And this is the place to be today, to hear the stories of Americans, of Nevadans, who are tired of this BS that is going on with the farce of a virus that's being used as an excuse. 884-9910 is the talk and text line. I've got Chuck Muth here with me, all the way from Las Vegas. He needed to come up and make sure that people were being heard since this is a closed session. It's unbelievable. Some great speakers out here today getting people revved up to fight for their freedoms. But when we use the term fight, how far do we go? David's on the talk and text line right now at 884-9910, and he wants to talk about a coming civil war. David, thanks for calling the show. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I just think, though, with all this stuff going on, the Black Lives Movement, the Southern militia starting up over there, my heart's actually troubled about this. I don't feel good about it at all, and I just think that the way the whole country's going right now, all this lockdown, all this stuff, they're doing it on purpose just to get everybody so upset. And I think that true Americans are just so upset inside. They're just pissed off over their kids staying home and not be able to have their houses and losing everything they have. Like they say, if you once you lost everything, what do you have to lose to keep fighting? And what's going to happen is everybody's going to start fighting. And eventually there's going to be a breakout point somewhere. Someone's going to shoot somebody, and that's exactly what they want. And it's going to take off the Civil War, because everybody that I know that I talk to is armed to the teeth and they're ready to go to war. And I pray in the name of Jesus that it doesn't happen. I pray there's peace come, and I pray we repent as a nation and we don't continue down the path we're going, because I think once the Civil War starts, there's not going to be much left of this country when it's done.
Yeah. David, I'm right there with you, because the left is in that mode of pushing and pushing and pushing and getting in people's faces with their bullhorns and, you know, even to the point of throwing things at people and rioting. But I honestly believe, and I hope people take this to heart, the ones who are armed, the ones who are ready to fight, that they are doing this to get us the Patriots to throw the first punch. And, David, we can't do that. We have to take their pushing until it comes down to the point of literally them stepping forward and killing somebody, or, you know, burning your own property down, burning your home down, putting your life at risk. We cannot fire back. We have to be strong. Go ahead, David.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
I was going to say that my final cross the line is I haven't worn a mask yet. I've never worn one. I've walked in all businesses that said you're supposed to wear them, and I refuse to wear them. I know there's some point I'm going to have to, but when it comes to the vaccine, I'm going to be willing to die. I will not take a vaccine. My family refused to take it. I will not take this nanotechnology, all the crap they're going to put in there. So if it comes to the point that someone tries to stick a needle in my arm, I'm going to shoot the first person that gets near me, and I'm willing to die for my freedom because that's the way it's going to be. That's my final point. I won't take the vaccine.
David, thank you so much, because that's what they're doing. I have a video online of a pregnant woman in a hospital where they force a vaccine on her while she is pregnant. And she keeps saying no, and she records it. She videotapes it. The nurses hold her down, and they give it to her against her will. This is coming. But we have to hold the line and be strong in God's light and in God's strength that He's giving us to put up with these people. And get away. Get Republicans elected and these Democrats. Democrats need to be unfunded, not law enforcement. Craig, you said something in my ear, but I was blabbling along. What did you say to me? Oh, okay. An amazing woman speaking. An amazing woman speaking right next to us right now, and I say us because joining us here on the air and in Northern Nevada, so good to see you. I had to teach the man how to do a selfie. I was actually proud of myself because, to be honest with you, Chuck, I didn't know how to take a selfie, you know, until like 2 years ago. So, and I'm still terrible at it. You might want to double check that picture. But Chuck Muth, Muth's Truth, joining us today. And Chuck, this is, do you believe that we are sitting outside of a special session because we, the citizens of Nevada, are not allowed to go into our legislative building?
Yeah, this is absolutely unreal that we're in this position right now. This has been going on since St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
With the governor assuming authoritarian powers, mm-hmm. emergency powers, and then kept doing it without the legislature being involved. And then when the legislature finally is called into a special session, it's not to limit these authoritarian powers that the governor has exercised. And with the extension of phase two to the end of July, that will be 4.5 months that he gets to unilaterally tell all of us what we can and can't do, which of us are essential, which of us are not essential. And yet when the legislature is finally called into session, they're not going to talk about limiting his powers and being an actual partner and do the job they were elected to do to represent us. Yeah. Instead, they're in there all by themselves with, what, two or three reporters and some staff, and the citizens are left outside, out in the cold. Well, it's not cold. It's actually nice here.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day here in Carson City, except for what's going on behind us. But let me ask you this. Statues are coming down. This isn't a reference what the woman speaking next to us is talking about. Statues are coming down. History is being not even rewritten. History is being erased. And now we're being locked out of legislative sessions. We've been locked out of city council meetings. We've been locked out of county commission meetings, all kinds of planning, development meetings. What is that reminiscent of to you?
Not the America that I was raised in. It's not the way we were taught when we went to school back in our day. You know, but I think
when we went to school back in our day and all joining in that boat, we learned that that was communism.
Yeah.
That was the other guys, the Nazi Germany and China.
And
how
that's,
did we come here?
Well, that's exactly the problem. When you and I were in school back in the day, we were taught that America was not a perfect country, but a great country, and it still is. However, since probably 60s, with the whole hippie generation started having kids, and then they infiltrated into the public school system, we're not teaching our kids the same things in the schools. And part of that problem is that we've outsourced our kids' education to the government in the public school system. So if we're ever going to get back what we're losing, one of the things, Monica, we absolutely have to do is not just tolerate homeschooling, but actively promote it. Mm-hmm. And if any good comes out of this whole Sisolak shutdown and the COVID, where they closed the schools, which was stupid also, but I think a lot of parents are now saying, okay, I see what the schools were doing, and yeah, homeschooling is not as difficult. There are resources. When I started homeschooling my kids some 20 years ago, there wasn't all the resources online that parents have today.
Yet when you hear parents talk, they want the kids out of the house. So that to me proves even further that parents use the educational system as a babysitting, as a substitute parent. You know, okay, here, you take them for a little while. I've got things that I need to do.
Yeah.
And that's not right. If we really wanted to have a strong, healthy education system, then Democrats would be for choice. They'd be for vouchers, but they're not.
No, it's amazing how the hypocrisy from the left, they're all for choice when it comes to abortion, but they're not for choice when it comes to anything else. Wearing masks.
You know, my body, my choice. I choose not to wear a mask.
Right.
I don't understand. I mean, Chuck, maybe you can tell me from maybe the Southern Nevada point of view, but I don't understand this whole thing that we have scientists, we have doctors, we have on the side of the box itself that masks come in, surgical masks, that this will not protect you from COVID-19 coronavirus. And yet that's all government is pushing, is wearing masks.
Yeah, and it's an old liberal trick that they use all the time. You know, if only one life can be saved, then it's worth it. Well, you have to take all this into consideration. You can't just go with it if one life is saved, because if you wanted to save people from getting injured or killed in car accidents, then you would lower the speed limit on the highways to 25 miles an hour, right? I mean, if only one life can be saved.
People would still get in accidents.
Yeah, but if only one life is saved by reducing the speed limit to 25, so you got to have a little bit of balance there. Mm-hmm. You can't just wrap our kids in a bubble, make them bubble kids, and protect them from getting cuts and scrapes. Kids need to go out and play and run around, and stuff's going to happen. And the same is with this whole COVID. I may have the figure wrong, but I think I keep seeing a figure that there's a 99.7% survival rate for COVID. Now, we've absolutely completely destroyed not only our economy, but all but burned up the Constitution over the past 3.5 months under Governor Sisolak's shutdown orders.
Well, and I think even besides some, constitutional rights, this is literally pitting person against person.
Yeah.
Different companies, I was on last night with a listener that went into Greenhouse Garden Center, and they said, no, if you're not going to wear a mask, get out. You know, even though they've been customers for years, no, got to leave. Maverick out in Yerington. And then from what I understand, Maverick's everywhere. But here I am up in Reno, and I go into Sam's Club, I go into Walmart, I go into my pharmacy, I go into a bunch of other little businesses. I went into Kohl's, a national company.
Yeah.
Nobody looks at me, nobody says anything to put on a mask, and I just go about my business.
And it's tough, because the government controls the businesses in that you have to have a government permission slip, a license to operate a business. So if you fail to comply with the governor's orders to make everyone who comes into your private business wear a mask, they're stuck. They don't really have a choice in the matter. This is how they're forcing compliance. If you look around at the crowd here, Monica, there's very few people wearing a mask.
Yeah.
We're outside. Most are socially distanced. A lot of them aren't. But there's
I've gotten
no
so
way...
many hugs.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. People are actually still shaking hands. Yeah. We're not going to change.
We're social creatures.
Yes.
And what I think frustrates me the most is because law enforcement gets it. You know, this is a mandate. Governor Sisolak cannot make laws and just arbitrarily go and say, you know what, we are going to take your business license. We're going to fine you. Law enforcement's not enforcing that. So he went to OSHA, and now OSHA is going into businesses, and people can receive fines of anywhere between $17,000 and $37,000.
Right. So that's why we can't blame the businesses, because they're really stuck. But you're right. I mean, law enforcement, you don't see Capitol Police or Highway Patrol here and with us at the crowd.
Yeah.
They're not enforcing this mass thing because they can't do it against individual citizens.
But then how do you designate between the businesses that say, you know what, I'm willing to stand up for what I believe in, and so if you want to find me, I'm going to sue you, and we're going to take this all the way up the chain, as opposed to businesses that just throw in the towel. They want to go along to get along,
right,
which is like most of our legislators.
Yes, unfortunately, including the Republican ones. And that's the thing that's going to happen here. This is a self-inflicted wound by the governor and these the Democrats who control the legislature with this $1.3 billion budget shortfall. When the governor shut the state down and divided businesses and us individually as workers into essential and non-essential, notice he didn't do that with the government employees.
Yeah.
He sent the non-essential government employees home, but they stayed on payroll. If he had started laying them off and designated them as essential or non-essential the way he did the rest of us, we wouldn't be in a $1.3 billion hole
right
now.
Well, don't get me started on the state employees, but we will talk about that right after we come back from this quick break on the Monica Jay Show, live at the state legislature for the closed special session here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Yeah, no debt because my boss takes it out of my paycheck. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I've got Chuck Muth with me here as we broadcast live, and more great guests. Sean Meehan's going to be joining us. Melissa Clement is down here. Ken Gray is down here. A lot of people down here. And the signs that people are carrying are absolutely fantastic. You know, it's just incredible. Like, remember who you work for. Save small business. We've got one gentleman down here, Nevada Dems, California taxes, California poverty, and you can't cancel freedom. We have a lovely young woman down here using her talent, playing her violin, and this is what Nevada is all about. And yet behind us, we are supposed to have control of what is going on in the Nevada Legislative Building, but we don't. We don't have any control, and right now it feels like we don't have any rights. Chuck Muth Chuck's talking to Sandra Linares, so, you know, I got to break him away because Sandra will just keep talking to him for an hour straight because that's what she does. I swear this woman is going to be in politics here very shortly. But, Chuck, we were talking. We've only got a couple minutes before I let you go, and that is I'm getting so many emails and texts and just irate phone calls because of the fact I called out state employees complaining about having to take a one-day furlough a month, you know, and it's just outrageous that somebody can say that when we still have 139,000 people that have gotten not a penny of unemployment, when we have businesses that have shuttered forever. What is it about people?
And the governor's whole plan is to lay off fewer than 50 employees.
Look, 50.
This is what they should be doing in that building right now. They should do the same thing the governor did to the rest of us. Separate every government department, agency, and employee into essential and non-essential. If you're non-essential, you got to go until we get the balance the budget balance. And there are a lot of non-essential employees that I'd like to see go. The first being a lot of those folks we were just talking about, the license police and the OSHA inspectors. We're paying them to go out and walk in businesses
and fine people.
And fine people for not having a mask on and then threaten to yank their business licenses when it's wrong.
And where were all those people that are getting paid to do nothing? Why couldn't they have bounced over to Dieter to help with some of the incidental things?
Yeah.
You know,
the whole way the governor has handled this has been a complete mismanagement. He should have seen this coming. If he was going to lay all those people off, he should have known this was coming. And you're absolutely right. Dieter should have been operating 24/7 with all those people who were sent home with a paycheck. Should have never been allowed to happen. This is just complete and total mismanagement by the worst governor in America.
Yet they're, you know, in there talking about what they're going to have for box lunch on Friday.
Oh.
So, you know.
The important stuff is going on.
The important stuff is being taken care of today at the Nevada State Legislature. As we broadcast live on the Monica Jay Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, I am so glad you were with us today because we are with you. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this.